The Animals of Farthing Wood. Written by Colin Dann and read by Paul Whitehouse and Esther Coles. Badger was still poised on the edge, in two minds whether to enter the water to assist Fox, wondering if one more animal in the river would only add to the rabbit's confusion. He happened to look upstream, and what he saw made him shudder. A huge mass of debris, containing twigs, leaves, grass, and even whole branches, was drifting in the middle of the river and bearing down directly on Fox and the rabbits. It was so large that Badger saw it when it was more than 30 yards off. If Fox had been alone in the water, he would have been in no danger, for the debris would be slowed down considerably by the slack water of the crossing place, and he would have had ample time to reach safety. But Badger knew that Fox would never abandon the rabbits, and so, unless he acted quickly to save his friend, all the animals in the water would be carried away downstream and perhaps drowned in the swifter currents. "Quick, friends! They're in danger!" he cried. "Every able body, into the water! Each one of you must rescue one rabbit. I don't care how. I'll look after Fox. Be quick! Lives are at stake!" Badger dived into the river, just ahead of Weasel, Hare, Mole and the hedgehogs. Even Toad followed, determined to help if he could. Each of them singled out one rabbit, and with one eye on the approaching debris, either coaxed or forced the animal to the bank. Toad took one of the youngsters in charge, and eventually, by some means or another, all the animals were within striking distance of the riverbank. Only Fox and Badger were now left in danger. Fox had used all his strength and stamina in his heroic efforts to save the rabbits, and when Badger reached him in midstream, he was on the point of sinking with exhaustion. With Badger's assistance, he was able to manage a painfully slow paddle. The debris was about 10 yards away. Badger noticed with relief that all the other animals were now safe on dry land. They seemed a long way away. He looked again at the approaching mass. With a feeling of horror, he realized he and Fox could never reach the bank in time. Fox knew this too. "Badger, please," he begged, "leave me. You've still got time to save yourself. Go back to the others. They'll need you." Could not manage any more words. Badger did not reply, but steeled himself for the coming impact. He heard the alarmed voices of Tawny Owl and Weasel and the various squeaks of the mice and voles and of Mole. Then a cold, sodden mass struck him on his left side and enveloped him completely. He was pulled underwater, his legs and head entangled in the choking mass. He fought to free himself, but was dragged further and further down into the dark depths of the river.